Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Tactically?
Yeah, that's a hard one, I think. Just physics, they know where they're going, they got a yard to go, and they get a head start because they know the count. And so there's no way really to get the heads up on them in terms of when we can attack them or getting a jump start on them. So that's probably why that play is so successful.
50-minute mark on the Fans brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Yes, that is something you have to deal with when you go play the Eagles, the Tush Push. They tried to outlaw it because it was so successful. The competition committee, headed by one Mike Tomlin, said no. Just because something works all the time should means we should outlaw it.
If you could get a guaranteed 3 yards with the tush push every play, a team could do that. Would you?
That's how I would close out every game.
Well, no. What if they were guaranteed to get it every single play of the game and they could do it? You'd win a Super Bowl. You'd never be stopped. You'd win 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Would you enjoy watching that?
No, I would not. I think I would the first year.
The novelty of a team just 3 yards at a time going down the field, every drive a uniform. How many plays to go 70 yards in three?
But if every Sunday I was just spent watching a team tush push it, no, that would not.
At some point, Hurts is going to get hurt doing that, I would think.
Well, maybe that's why Doran said bring Kenny in and Kenny will score a touchdown. Maybe
for storyline purposes, by the way, Kenny having to play meaningful snaps in a close game is orders of magnitude more interesting than anything else that could happen.
The whole idea that it is an unstoppable play and there's really nothing the Steelers can do about it because they know when they're going to drive forward.
Mm-hmm.
If it's that basic and it's that easy, then why can't every team do it? It should not just be in the Eagles' repertoire. It should be available and it should be almost 100% for every team.
I think it's about having
an advantage because you know when you're going to push forward.
No, I think it's unique. I think Hurts is actually the thing that makes it go, and that's going to tick off O-line stands out there, people who love line play.
Because previously they said Kelsey was the one who made it go, and now he's not there anymore, and it's not like their center now is an all-pro player.
I think
he's
Hurts.
Just a guy.
I think it's Hurts for a very specific reason. What is he, about 6'1", 230?
He has a little battering ram in him, Malzi.
But he's low to the ground. Like, I don't even think Josh Allen could get away with it as easily. He's too tall. Hurts is built like a bigger, but like proportion the same way as Russell Wilson, and the dude squats like 600. He and Saquon could have like a quad off on that team.
Oh, I was getting called out for my squat form today.
What were you doing, rounding your back?
That has been a complaint in the past by my was letting my.
Are you going past parallel?
What do you mean by that?
Like, so, okay, I'll go down. You know, you're going all the way down.
Yep.
And your butt is dropping below the level of your legs. Your legs are going slightly past parallel to the ground.
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
I don't always do
it. How much weight's on the bar?
It's in kilograms, so I'd have to convert it.
Working out on the metric system?
I'm not doing 600 pounds, I could tell you that much. The bar isn't bending.
Now, are you using what is colloquially known as the squat condom?
No, not today.
You're just going raw?
Just raw back squats.
See, I respect that, dude. You putting chalk on the hands or anything?
No, it's not a matter of like getting a grip or anything like that. It's just my feet sometimes come off the ground. And that's not good.
You got to drive through your heels. I'm sure your trainer is telling you that. You want to squat back,
big push,
drop into your heels, and drive through your heels up.
The Steelers would still be in first place with a loss on Sunday, regardless of what the Ravens do in New York against the Giants, and they will beat the Giants. It's all about the game on next Saturday against Baltimore. That's why I would say this is a house money game. This is a win it, great, lose it, no sweat game. Because I don't even feel like it's a bragging rights game.
See, you know what it truly actually is? You're going to hate me for saying this. It is the rare example of a true just get out of it healthy as you can game.
For two teams with double digit wins. Yes. Think about that. Like, is anybody saying that about Bills and Lions on Sunday? No.
Because the Lions are getting hunted down by
the Eagles.
Actually, no, the Eagles do have some stakes, because if the Lions lose, then suddenly the Eagles have a crack at it.
Yeah, but we're not looking at it from the Eagles' perspective.
Oh, no, but you said for both teams it's a get-out healthy game, and I do agree with that, but the Eagles have
more
at
stake. No, you said it was a get-out healthy game.
Oh, I thought you said for both teams after I said that, to suggest that the Eagles, you said for two double-digit win teams.
No, they're right. I didn't phrase that properly. I mean, I should have. I meant to say, in a matchup of two teams with that many
wins, it's a get-out healthy
game. It's crazy that you would say that about the Steelers, but it makes sense.
Yeah, I would agree.
It actually is kind of crazy, like a Fox kind of thinking here. I don't feel like Tomlin tries to gin it up as some state championship game. It's not like beating the Eagles, we now are able to lord over Eagles fans for the next four years.
No, you don't
years.
Even you don't think about it. Like, the most memorable Eagles Steelers, like Steelers win over the Eagles in recent memory, or even in this century for me, is just the one where they beat the TO team.
In
04. That was because it was preceded by them beating the Patriots finally and handling that team, and the fact that they would beaten two undefeated teams.
Maybe there are people going to the game who would say this, and they don't want to have to drive on the turnpike, pay an arm and a leg for tolls, tailgate the game. It's not great weather. It's okay December football weather, but it's not like you're sitting out in 75-degree weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that are actually like spending a lot of money and taking a lot of time for this game, those people don't want to go watch a blowout. They don't want to go out and watch a bad game. And I'm not saying I want to see that either.
Mm-hmm.
But what I am saying is, if they do lose, and it does look like a lot of these Steelers-Eagles games in Philadelphia, I'm just not going to be that mad about it. I'm going to be like, all right, flush that down the toilet. Don't even like look at your crap after you go. Just immediately hit flush.
Now, do you typically make it a habit of peek in to see how things look?
I think every human being does that.
Yeah, I was trying to shame you, but everybody does it.
Immediately flush it, and on to Baltimore in 6 days. There's going to be very little. I mean, we'll talk about the game on Monday because that's what we do.
But it's going to be more about its Ravens week and its division title on the line.
I have a hard time believing that this is a game that is going to get people all worked up and screaming and yelling at each other over
it. It'll get them worked up in a good way if the Steelers, minus their best offensive skill guy and two important defensive players, I think if they go out there and win, people will be extraordinarily fired up.
That is why I said it's a house money game, because it only goes one way.
I know, but you were making it seem like it wasn't even going to like register almost no matter what.
I was talking about it from a negative standpoint. Like, the morning show always runs these promos Monday morning shows. It's the morning after or the morning after. It's like, hey, it's the morning after a great game, or we're mourning a loss. Mm-hmm. There's going to be no mourning this loss if they lose. The only way it would be
is if somebody
gets hurt, or somebody calls in and says, guys, I went to the game and their fans are such a-holes, and it was such a bad experience, and I'm never, ever, ever going to do it again. I made that mistake, and I won't do it again. I get those kind of fans who are making that trek feeling that way. But if you're just watching the game on your couch or you're going out with your buddies to watch it at a bar, if they lose, I'm just going to be like, all right,
let me ask
beat the Ravens on Saturday and all is right in the world again.
Let me ask you this. If the game is out of hand, like at halftime, it's 24-3 Eagles.
Yep.
And they're getting the kick. Would you consider actually switching and watching something else as your primary?
No, hell no, because it's a Steelers game. I thought you were going to say, what would I do? Like, how would I handle the rest of the game if I'm Tomlin? I would give the offense, the starting guys, one more series, then I would probably get them out of the game and rest them for Baltimore.
I think that's, if you're getting smoked like that, I think that's pretty
good. Cavalli's over here saying, don't play George Pickens until the playoffs.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
He's already taken the long-range view of things.
I don't think home field advantage is as important as it's made out to be, but if you have a Bengals game that would somehow be for home field in the first round or not, like I would risk George Pickens for that. I would want to play at home. I would want to win that game. And then suddenly there would be the idea that sitting him for that one extra week would make these notoriously dodgy hamstring injuries like infallible. It would be definitely better if they just sit him. I don't know if I buy that.
412-928-9370. We're just a couple minutes away from Open Phone Friday. Let's get a head start taking your calls on Steelers Eagles. And the first guy up is Sean in the north side. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. Hey, Chris. I am an alum of your same high school. Played with many of your same coaches on the basketball world as well.
Oh, nice. Those coaches usually were driven crazy by me when I played.
I'm much older, though. I'm much older. Dave, who's your coach was my assistant coach. I had Mr. Graham. But anyway, I digress. So one thing I think you guys are failing to miss here is there's still a shot for a number one seed.
Yes, but everything has a cost-benefit attached to it, Sean.
Okay, so like this week, we win. I think I heard one of you guys say earlier that Cleveland may upset KC.
Yes.
We're in the hunt.
You need also Detroit to beat Buffalo to really feel like you're
which
in the
which is possible.
Hunt.
I mean, Detroit's favored.
Detroit's
the
favored.
That's
they should.
Very likely. That's
I wouldn't say it's very likely. That's probably the best game of the week.
So, okay, so let's say that. Okay, so
you're basically saying you got to treat this like a serious business game.
Throw it away. The second point I want to make is...
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, you can throw it away if you get the sense early in the game that you're not going to win. You've got two games after this in a very short amount of time. If it were regular scheduling and you had a week to prepare for every game, I would be inclined to agree with you. But Tomlin all but admitted on McAfee's show that this is effed. That this is a FUBAR situation, that the NFL basically screwed them with this schedule. And he also said he has to manage it and make some decisions about it. So part of making decisions, I think, is living to fight another day, Sean.
You know, okay, tough schedule, you know, cry me a river, whatever. I'm not suggesting that this isn't, you know, a potential. They could lose. But what I'm saying
could
is,
lose. They've never they've lost 10 straight there, Sean. Could. It's likely that they lose. They're a big underdog.
Okay, look. 30 years ago doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with today.
All right, so let's talk about today. You don't have Deshaun Elliott, you don't have George Pickens, you don't have one of your best run defenders.
We have Cam Hayward, and they've
won 9 in a row.
We have some badasses on defense.
They have one of the best offensive lines in football and the league's leading rusher.
Let me ask, okay, well, what happened to King Henry?
He's still really good, but Barkley's on pace, I think, to break the single-season rushing record.
He is, but, I think...
King Henry was averaging like 5.5 a carry, and then they just didn't give him the ball for some reason in the fourth quarter of a close game.
I gotcha. The dude is bad. He's fantastic, no doubt. However, I feel like we had a real good shot to stop him. And when you stop him, and I think I heard a caller say it earlier, you stuff that run game. Okay, let's see what they can do with the pass game. Let's
be careful what you wish for, because the last time Jalen Hurts decided he wanted to throw the ball in the Steelers, A.J. Brown was basically taunting guys as he caught his third touchdown.
He did catch three touchdowns, yeah.
Okay, there seems to be some challenges between those two guys, but whatever. Let's put that aside for a second. This is like a Ravens game to me. It's the same thing. I mean,
well, then if you think it's a Ravens game, then you should pick the Steelers to win. If you think they're playing the Ravens, the Steelers always beat the Ravens, and they beat the best dual threat quarterback in the NFL.
I feel it's very similar. I think we got a really good shot. I mean, it's an away game. It's a tough game. It's Philly. It's
there's a lot of things stacked against them, but I don't throw this one away. And I don't think that, you know, we should feel like if we lose, big deal. We just got to go win the next. I feel like we should really want to win this game because we have a shot at number
Sean,
one.
Sean, I can promise you something right now between you and me. If they win, you can call in on Monday and you can say, hey, I told you so. They had a chance. They slayed the dragon. They went in and did something Chuck Nolan and Bill Cowher never did. They won in Philadelphia. I will give you as much time as you want to gloat about that. I'll be happy too because they beat a good team. However, I can promise you one thing. If they lose, you will not be pissed off and say they blew a golden opportunity. They're in trouble now. You won't say that. You'll say, hey, we'll move on to Baltimore. We beat them. We're going to win the division. Then all will be right in the world. This game will be forgotten, and no one will cry a river over it, to use your expression, if they lose the game. People just won't.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
You know, I think it will be a blown opportunity, a significant blown opportunity, because I think we have a real good shot of beating KC, too. I really do. So
okay, you know, well, you can thank you, Sean. We gave you as much time as possible, and thank you for knowing Chris Muller's friends from North Catholic basketball.
He's my head coach.
Well, your head coach. Well, you would consider him a friend, right?
More often than not. I think there were times he probably wanted to throttle me for decisions I made on the court.
Really? A throttling?
Not like Homer and Bart Simpson.
How about Bob Knight?
No. I think he just, usually what happened was...
I think throttling was maybe too harsh of a term there then.
Then usually it was Chris does something dumb, Chris is immediately stapled to the bench.
Jeff is in South Park, our number two fan. Hello, Jeff.
Oh my God, I'm live. I can't believe it. Okay.
Can't believe what?
It's been a while.
Yes, Jeff, we were out of the station for 4 days. I've gone over that today. It's very difficult to take calls when you're playing more road games than the 05 Steelers, so we apologize.
Agreed.
We haven't
I'm
talked in a while.
You. Agreed. I'm not blaming
Who
you.
Who are you blaming? Also, should we take it up with management?
I'm blaming myself for not being able to get out to any of your remote things. Oh. And kind of kicking myself a little bit. I was off on Monday.
So you're taking your anger of yourself out on us, is what it sounds like, maybe a little bit.
No, it just, you know, sometimes your brain gets a little bit fried, you're on hold, and I hadn't been on in a while or whatever, but that's neither here nor there. How are you guys?
We're good. Do you expect the Steelers to go into Philly and win on Sunday, Jeff? Give us a path to victory, if you will.
So I'm not going to call for a win outright. I think they could lose in a heartbreaker. I absolutely disagree with you that it's going to be a bloodbath because I just, for two reasons, you know, like this whole historical thing where we can't beat Philly, haven't beaten them since the Johnson administration. I mean, we play them so infrequently in Philly, it's really kind of hard to establish any sort of connected pattern. I do think in Ben's case that it did get in his head. And so, yeah, Ben, anytime he went there and he was already having a bad feeling about that, we don't have Ben anymore. I think Russ is a completely different animal. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I mean, the other thing, though, is, too, they're, as of right now, they have momentum. It's not like they're coming in. I mean, they have a winning record, but you can't say that they're winning with, like, smoke and mirrors. Like
are you talking about the Steelers having momentum or the team that's won 9 in a row that they're playing?
No, I'm talking about the Steelers. I'm talking about the Steelers and why I don't think that they would get blown out because they do have momentum. They are playing well. You know, they're 6-1 since Russ took over, and they're not doing it with smoke and mirrors like the 2020 team did where they went 11-0, and you're like, how the hell are they doing that? So, like, they have momentum, and I just don't see it being like a lamb being led to the slaughter.
Then you should pick him to win, because when they're in close games, they usually win. That's the Tomlin trademark.
I really think it could be close. And, I mean, you know, you were talking about the scenarios where people aren't going to be upset. I think if they do lose a close one, I mean, your emotions in the moment take over so much that it's like, man, you're going to feel like they really blew it if they lost a close one like that. But I disagree that it's going to be a bloodbath. I think Russ is going to play well. I actually think the injury that hurts the most is Ogunjobi. That one hurts. But
more than Pickens.
I don't think they're going to get blown up.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Ogunjobi a bigger loss than Pickens, apparently. Interesting.
Maybe Jeff thinks it's going to be a roll around the mud game.
Open phone Friday. I like when we get pushback from our listeners. Chris and I don't always see eye to eye on things. One thing we've seemingly agreed on today is that Sunday will not be a fun afternoon for the Steelers. We are both picking them to lose and lose by a rather large margin. I don't like no George Pickens. I don't like Deshaun Elliott being out. And I don't like the Steelers' history in Philadelphia. How do you feel about this game? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. If you want to talk us into a Steelers upset win for the first time there since 1965, by all means, please do so.